Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Bible League International. You know, if I can't say Bible on my own show, we're in trouble. Bible League International, here's the deal. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, or you can go to 1-800-YES-WORD.com. What they're doing is helping coordinate Bibles for people who cannot get them, who are going through persecution, just want help getting the word. They're not asking to be freed from the persecution. They're not whining like the babies are going to be in America when they start really persecuting. Not happening. But you can participate and help by putting Bibles in their hands. 1-800-YES-WORD.com or 1-800-YES-WORD to call. Your donation will be used to get a Bible into people's hands who are just hungry for the Word of God. Very cool stuff. I should let you know, because I don't think have I done a weather report? I don't even think I've done weather. I don't think I've done – I got to do stuff. You know, they tell me to do stuff on this show. You know, half the time, you know what I say? What?
Now on KPRZ, direct from the studio, looking out the window right next to him, it's a weather update with David Spoon. David?
What? What? Beautiful. It's beautiful out today, right? It's not cloudy. I don't see any clouds. I see a cloud on the horizon, but it doesn't have anything to do with weather. But outside, it's beautiful. And traffic,
Hey, look, how many cars total, David?
37. And there's the first yellow car out of all of them. And, man, that guy should get a paint job. Okay, just saying. I'm not saying that it's, you know, a bad color or anything. Sorry, got something stuck in my throat. Here's the dealio, so I want to make sure everybody understands. These are the audio updates that came out from today. You know we got to cover it. It's our requirement. I have a moral obligation to run as fast as I can. Audio update. Anderson Cooper said this because, you know, CNN never at a loss for words, CNN, ever. He said, if the Obama campaign website had not worked. What? If the Obama campaign website had not worked, they would have fixed it ASAP. Does that make any sense to you? If the Obama campaign website had not worked, they would have fixed it. Okay, I'm going to give him a pass on that. I think he just said that wrong. Sibelius. The wife said, I can't use syllabus. I can't call her syllabus. Syllabus. I'm sorry, Sibelius, while she was testifying today, literally said, we got the recording. I'm not going to play it because I don't play recordings on this show already. She literally said, Obamacare website has never crashed. No, wait. When she said that, a couple of cable news outlets were showing, sorry, website is temporarily down. You know, it's tragic, but in another way, it's bizarrely funny because it's like she's up there going, yeah, the website's never crashed. Yeah, it doesn't crash. Yeah. And then the cable sites are showing the website and it says temporarily down. Like, right. That's not a crash. It's just a small 45,000 car accident. It's not a crash. It's a 45,000 car accident. So I just want to say for those that are following this and you're trying to defend whatever, remember the story about the emperor having no clothes? In this case, the emperor and all his followers have no class. Sorry, that's just the way it goes. Sibelius said this when they asked who's responsible in regards to the Obamacare launch. She said, whatever. So I guess she's turned into a valley girl. Because our leadership is like, hey, you know, who's responsible for the Obamacare launch? Whatever. I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. All I know is I'm going to the mall and then I'm going shopping. Whatever. I'll do what I want. Whatever. That's the kind of typical mature responsibility kind of response I think we should get. Don't you think that's perfectly responsible for leadership? Who did this? Who's responsible for this? Whatever. I'll do what I want. I'm going to the mall. Bye. It's like, what? Are you a Valley girl? What happened? What's going on around here? So I have a response because they don't really care. It's whatever. They're saying whatever to the questions. Here's my response. I say public servants who do not have not got the heart for serving and are serving only for the paychecks, I say we don't pay their salaries. And let's see how many of them are left at the end of the day. And the ones that work without a salary, those are the ones that are public servants, and those are the ones we keep. The rest of them, let's get rid of them. That's not worth it. Whatever, I'll do what I want. I'm going to the mall. Bye. Okay. I have nothing to say to that. I have nothing to add that makes any sense. Other than this piece, because I'm never without a piece, you know, I've got tons and tons of news here. Here's what it is. It turns out that the White House has acknowledged that they are connecting many of their messages with the television entertainment industry. This is an actual acknowledgement from the White House, and I applaud them for acknowledging. Because, I mean, I would rather have somebody tell me. I would rather have somebody tell me, hey, we're giving you the shaft. Oh, okay. Well, at least I know. The Obamacare and the whole process being televised, many of the White House policies are now intertwined with the television entertainment industry. This is, I think, probably one of the stories of the year that they're actually admitting that there's a connection between Hollywood and Washington. I think that's a big deal. But I have a question, and I need somebody to answer it, so I might need some help here. My question, because they've been doing this connection for years and years and years, my question is, what does that mean in regards to television and Washington, Hollywood and Washington? What does that mean in regards to the show Elf? Does that mean that there's...
Did you say Elf or Elf?
No, Elf. A-L-F, the little, like, being... You never saw Elf?
Oh, from Melmac.
Yeah, no, Elf, yeah, the little thing, yeah, right, exactly.
Great show.
I mean, so my point is, if Washington and the television industry are connected, what are they trying to tell us with that? Or what are they trying to tell us with X-Files? Or wait, what are they trying to tell us with The Flying Nun? Huh? Television, Washington?
I think X-Files, in certain ways, is a lot closer to what goes on than people think.
You don't think The Flying Nun is?
Never seen a Flying Nun.
You don't even know what the Flying Nun is, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So for the older, us people that are older, what do you think, folks? The Flying Nun. Here's my other question. What are they trying to tell us by Felix the Cat?
That's deep.
Yeah. You know, what are they saying? You know, or Mr. Peabody and his boy Sherman. What are they saying? That dogs actually rule the world? I need to find the connection between Mr. Peabody and Sherman and how Washington and television industry are connected. They're sending us a message, just like they're trying to do with Obamacare. So the question is, what's
the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat? Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag.
See, that's it. That's it. You told me. They told me. Okay, can't say that. Okay, so here's. You just did it. Play it again. I'll show you. You told me the connection. Robo producer. Listen.
Wonderful, wonderful cat.
Yes, what does he do?
Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
Aha! That's it right there. You've nailed it. You've nailed it. Whenever he gets into a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Ah, I get it now. Do you get it? Yeah. Yeah, whenever the White House gets into a fix, they reach into their bag of tricks and pull something out. That's amazing. What a great catch, Robo Producer. Nice job. Yeah, you're going to take all the credit for that. I'm the one that picked it off that song, and you know it.
Spoon!
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I think we better do a DDD, but I still got a PETA story in my back pocket. Don't worry.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy.com. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. And security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. And whenever we get into a fix, we just go into our bag of tricks. Let's see, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... there we go. A couple things to tell you about, so I want to make sure that we're all on the semi-same page here. First of all, for those of you that are still interested in getting involved in having your child have a Christian education, halfpricetuition.com is going to be the key. Go to kprz.com. The Half Price Tuition page is on the website. There should be a banner. There should be some different links for it there. You'll find out an opportunity to put your child into a private Christian school for 50% off. Now, we have, I think, 25 or 26 or something like that. So we're going to be ramping up our campaign again so that we can talk to people. If you have an opportunity and you're in a financial position, but you're like, oh, I want to put my child in private Christian school, but I can't because it's just a little too much, blah, 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 or it's too hard or whatever. That's what Half Price Tuition is all about. That's what we're doing. We're trying to help coordinate so that people can have that opportunity to put their children in a private Christian school. We have several schools that are participating. You can go look at the map that's online. That's one way to do it. And you can be can find out if that'll work for you. You're also welcome to call us at the station, which will put you in touch with somebody who can get you more information. Half price off. So normally Christian education may be $5,000 for the year. Not for one semester, for both semesters. And then in our case, through us, it would be $2,500. So that's a pretty good deal. Okay? So we support that. Also, I don't want people to forget, if you would kindly not forget for me, that a year from now we're going to Israel. Yay! And I actually had some friends go, Dave, you said you would never go to Israel unless the Lord told you to go. Exactly. So here's our opportunity. We're going to Israel. We're going October 17th through the 26th in 2014. To get more information on that, that's also on the KPRZ website. What's not? What's not on the KPRP website? Everything's on KPRZ. Everything. I think, if I'm not mistaken, pretty soon they're going to have an oxygen tank attached to that as well. If you want to get more information, you can go to SalemGoIsrael.com, or you can also go to KPRZ.com. The bottom line is it's about $3,800 for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel. It includes all your meals, all the transportation, the hotels, the airfare, everything. They are doing it in payments. If you want to send your pastor or a special couple or whatever the case, or an individual, whatever the case may be, the wife and I are going. It's put on by Genesis Tours and our good friend Reuven. And this one's called Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life. This is going to be a fantastic tour. So we really encourage you to participate. We think it'll be great. Okay. All right, Robo Producer, where are we at? What? I don't even know what we're doing. Where are we at? I know we're in a studio somewhere in San Diego.
You are in a studio, Dave, right here at KPRZ in the grand city of
San Diego.
Is it San Diego?
San Diego.
I like San Diego. Is it San Diego?
San Diego.
I think it should be San Diego. How about you?
San Diego.
I think it is San Diego.
San Diego.
I like San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world,
San Diego.
Nice job. Very nice. Nice work there. Like I said, weather, it's just great. Weather's great. Traffic, it's not bad. It's all right. It's worth, you know what? The weather makes it worth it. There you go. So I don't know how else to say it. What's our time frame on this one? I don't want to overdo on this one. I know it's limited, and I keep moving time things around.
Well, if it's going to take longer than 90 seconds, we should just break now, come back, and then get her done.
Okay, let's do it that way. Let's break now. Let's take a break now, then come back, and we'll do it when we get back. How about that? We can do it that way. I think we can do it that way. How about that? We'll do it that way. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're having more fun than you are. But we're still coming right back, so you can enjoy it too. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at doanlaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Woohoo! Woohoo! You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to do a giveaway. We don't do that. We don't do as many giveaways now. Audience is a little different, so we just got so much material. We've got to find the time to work it out. So this giveaway is for Kings and Queens Tour with Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson at the Calvary Chapel Oceanside on Friday, November 8th. So that's a week from this Friday. It's two tickets. Two tickets. Wow, that is a nice deal right there. It's in the main sanctuary at Calvary Chapel. You know what I love about Calvary Chapel? They used to do all the old concerts, Costa Mesa, Chuck Smith, and so they used to do the great Hand in Hands and so on. So I used to love, they used to go to that all the time, just the best. That's where Isaac Air Freight came from. I don't know if you don't know who that is, do you? That's a comedy group, Christian comedy group. It's the fire sign theater of the Christian world. Anyway, so we're going to give it away. So we're going to do a trivia question, and then you got to answer the trivia question, then we'll give you the tickets. I think that's fair. Okay, so here's the trivia question that we're going to ask you right now. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, here you go. Let's see if you can get this one. Who was also known as the Son of Encouragement? You got to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. To get your pair of tickets, let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Bottom line, if you need any roof help at all, you want to call these guys, okay? 760-743-8803 is the number for Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's where you want to go. Here's the bottom line. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Plus, they're looking for superstar employees to get involved with their company long-term, no short-term, no this quick turnover stuff. So if you have a real interest in getting involved in the roofing industry, have some experience, or feel like you're qualified for that process. You can still go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, fill out the Contact Us page, and Eric will give you a call. They'll talk to you about it. At 760-743-8803 for Excalibur Roofing and for any new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, definitely the people you want to talk to. Okay. Okay, so we're doing this giveaway. The only problem with doing giveaways sometimes is we have so many phone numbers and blah, 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 blah. So let's do it again. Kings and Queens Tour with Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson at Calvary Chapel Oceanside on Friday, November 8th. The bottom line is we're giving away two tickets. So it's a pair of tickets. So you get them free, which is like that's totally worthwhile. And all you got to do is call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473.
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Now, if you call, I'm going to put a switch in this right here, right now. If you call, you'll win the tickets. If you can answer the trivia question, you'll win a book, too. So you can get the tickets and a book. Ooh. We're looking for Who is Called the Son of Encouragement. If you're looking for a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline November 8th, wow, what a great deal. That's a good deal. All right, so let me get into this DDD while we're going through that process. And if we don't get a winner, get somebody who can answer it right, then we'll pull it up for the next segment as well. Here's the bottom line. This is Numbers chapter 15, verse 22. Numbers chapter 15, verse 22. And this is one of those simple, real simple, simple. And I only got like 2 minutes. So I got less than 2 minutes or something. I want to make sure I get this done correctly. Numbers 15, 22 says this. But when you unwittingly fail and do not observe all the commandments which the Lord has spoken to you to Moses. Now this is Numbers 15, 22 talking about atonement for when we unwittingly fail. Unwittingly is also known or aka as oops sin. Do you know what oops sin is? That's when you sin, it happens, it's real, and it's still a sin, but you didn't realize it, and it's like, oops. Now, God knows it's an oops, and God loves you even though you oops, but it's still a sin, and when you find out, you've got to ask for forgiveness. You've got to pursue the Lord. You've got to make an issue where you come before him. So when you oops sin, that's called oops, O-O-P-S, or unwittingly sin, and the Lord reveals it to you, shows it to you, then what you want to do is you want to acknowledge it, come before the Lord, ask for forgiveness, and you'll find it. Got it? All right. What's happening? What's going on over there?
Two things. One, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
And the question is, if somebody does a sin, doesn't know it's a sin at the time, then let's say years later, becomes saved, reflects back, and then asks for forgiveness then, how's that work out?
If the Holy Spirit puts it on your heart and has you reflect on something that you've done in the past and brings you to a recognition that it was wrong, you apologize. Yeah, you ask for forgiveness.
Good.
Because okay. The Holy Spirit
and
would never do that.
We also have Lisa on line one. She's ready to answer the question.
All right. Lisa on line one. Lisa, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Okay. So now here's the deal. You're going to win these tickets, which is, oh, by the way, congratulations on that, but to the Audio Adrenaline and Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson. You're going to get two tickets for this concert November 8th. I got a question for you, though, and if you answer this question, you can also win a book. So you can get like a 2-for-1. So it's kind of a nice deal. So who was called the Son of Encouragement in the New Testament?
Barnabas?
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job. So here's what we're going to do. We're already at break, so it's kind of a perfect timing. We're going to break. I want you to do me a favor. Hang on. Don't hang up. Just hang on the phone. We're going to break, and then our producer is going to get the information for you and coordinate for you to get the tickets and the book, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Excellent job. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
So your child is enrolled in school but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K through 12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at kprz.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to kprz.com, keyword school.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of lifeofvalor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at The Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at lifeofvalor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Let's go with welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I wanted to try that dry. How did that work? That was all right. Well, it's different. Anyway, okay, folks, I got so much to tell you about, only so much time, and some of the stories are great and some of the stories are not. So nice job there by Lisa, winning not just the tickets, by the way. She not just the tickets, but for Greg out there, she also won a copy of your book. So that was a pretty good job right there, so I'm really happy with that. A couple of stories that we've got to cover that have real pertinence to everybody's life. Let me just start off with this one. This is a big story that most people won't know. It's a story about a moose hunter. That's right. I said moose hunter. There's a moose hunter in Norway. Moose hunter accidentally shoots man who is in the restroom. He shot at a moose, missed it, shot the guy. He was 70 years old, rushed to the hospital. He was fine, and apparently the moose also escaped, so everybody survived that story. That's good to know. Also, again, I didn't get to tell you that on this date, as well as it being the 35th anniversary of the time where the Lord knocked on my head and said, "Hey, I'm up here and I love you." And I thank him for that intensely. For those that do not know, on this day in 1964, Roy Orbison had his first big gold hit, the single "Oh, Pretty Woman." Also, the New York Daily News headlined that Gerald Ford told the city of New York to drop off the face of the earth. That's not exactly how he said it, but close enough. That's back when the presidents actually could say stuff without getting in trouble. The biggest thing of all, of course, was that in 1986 on this date, Discover Magazine reported that almost 43 million tons of dust settles in the United States each year. And I just say, that's a lot of dusting. So for those that don't do dusting, A lot of dusting right there. Okay. Additionally, I did want to report this. This is a sports piece of news out of the New York Times. It's a couple of weeks old, but I didn't want to bring it out until now. Now I'm going to bring it out, and it's only important for those that really care. Jason Collins. Now, RoboPaul will remember this. Him and I did this story together. But Jason Collins, an openly gay basketball player, is unsigned, and he still waits and wonders why he's not been signed. We predicted that this would take place and that the New York Times would actually say that the reason that Jason's not being signed is because he's gay. It's much more because he has lousy statistics of 3.6 points a game average and 3 rebounds a game. So it doesn't have anything to do with being gay. It has to do with winning. And if anybody knows sports at all, winning is a big part of sports. And I know that people want to get prizes just for showing up, but here's my response to that. When you were born, you got a prize, you got a mom and dad, and you got a little pacifier. That was your prize. You're done. Okay? Now the rest of showing up is your responsibility. You already got your prize. You're done. Okay. That's that. Did you like that story on Jason? That brought RoboPaul comes right up. I heard that story. But nobody has heard this story yet. Let me tell you the story of the day right here. You ready? You feeling like you're ready? Well, but Brian's walking right by. He's going to miss the story of the day right there. Here it is. I'm telling you, story of the day. Okay. You ready? Here it is. You're going to miss it. Cyborg cockroaches for kids. Did you hear me? Cyborg cockroaches for kids. Get the Christmas list ready. Wait, get ready. Detroit, this is out of WWJ, which, by the way, was 2 miles from where I grew up. Cockroaches aren't on the typical child's Christmas list, but an Ann Arbor company is hoping to change all that with a cyborg device meant to turn the creepy crawlers into a scientific entertainment they can control with a smartphone.
I'll be back.
Backyard Brains has developed a Kickstarter project, the Robo-Roach. Okay, wait. Hold on. So we have Robo-Producer. I got Robo Paul. Now they're shooting for Robo Roach. Wait, this story has got legs. Just a second. I mean, a lot of little legs. Listen to this, okay? The Robo Roach allows one to cut a live cockroach and plant an electrode into the insect's movements. And 183 people have pledged money. Their goal was $10,000. They've already raised $12,000. Like a remote controlled car. In the body of a live bug. Get this. This is the part you gotta love. You're gonna have to jot this down. PETA doesn't like it. I'm sorry. People for eating tasty animals. That's not what PETA's for? PETA, it's not people eating tasty animals? No. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, I guess has now decided that a cockroach is no longer an insect, but is an animal. At what point do they have insects there? Do they have any insects at PETA? If a cockroach is not an insect, where are we going, folks? Anyway, they are crying foul and believe that the Robo-Roach kit should be declared illegal. It's a cockroach, for crying out loud. I say we take all the cockroaches and, and we get them all remote controlled and we send them all to Washington. How about that? And then they can just take over. And then while those guys are sitting there in Washington thinking maybe this is judgment of a political or of a biblical nature and they're thinking it's the plague, we could all be outside of Washington laughing going, ha, 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 forward. Let's say that PETA being upset about cockroaches being implanted with electronics doesn't surprise anybody. That's our friends at PETA. They give the gift that keeps on giving. They just talk. This is as soon as they open their mouth. Boy, endless. This never ends. Let's see. What else do we got to cover today? Isn't that that's a great story, huh? Cockroaches are being controlled like a little cars, like our battery-controlled cars. That's kind of cool. You know what they need? You know those helicopters that you control and you make them go up and down? They need to attach a helicopter to a cockroach. And then you can have the cockroach go up and down like with the helicopter, and then you can fly it above people's heads who really don't like cockroaches. That'd be tons of fun for everybody, wouldn't it? Okay. What's our time frame to exit out, Robo? Where are we at on this particular break?
With our new fangled...
Fangled, that would be the word.
Sundial that we're using for the second hour. We're at about break time.
We're at about break time. Right. We're trying to break differently so we do a little bit more at the top of the hour. We're not doing a very good job, but hey, we're trying. After all, it's just showing up, right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a DVD.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
And some jokes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Did you know that La Costa Resort and Spa is now part of Omni Hotel and Resorts? Omni La Costa Sparkling Pools, Championship Golf, and Nation's number one wellness spa are waiting. For a third night free this fall, visit LaCosta.com.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
Car sales are up, and that's good news. KPRZ listeners will spend almost $38 million on new and pre-owned vehicles in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Mike Hadley, Senior Marketing Director at KPRZ, and we want to send this business to you. If you or a family member has a position of influence at a car dealership, call me. We want to send our listeners to someone who shares our faith and values.
Become the exclusive car dealership of KPRZ. Call Mike at 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210.
Hey, Cape Praise listeners, I'm Mike McClenahan, and I invite you to journey with me and Solana Beach Presbyterian Church as we launch The Story. The Story is an exciting new message series that connects our individual and unique stories with God's grand and epic story and His purpose for our lives. Our entire congregation will be going through the Bible together, children, students, and adults of all ages. So join us Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ as we experience life together.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... There we go. Nice to have Sean Connery show up there. Very nice. Very nice. A couple things to tell you. I want to do a DDD. I can pull off a good DDD then, right? I got like whatever minutes, however we can do this. Listen to this DDD. Oh, this is a good one. Folks, this is a good one. Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. That's all you got to write down on that. And then you'll figure it out. You just got to pick out one or two lines out of this, Robo. You'll figure it out pretty easy. This is what Numbers 18, 20 says. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor own any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the sons of Israel. I'll repeat it. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor own any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the sons of Israel. I love this portion. This is a portion that people miss a lot. They don't quite get what's going on here. But the Lord is talking to Aaron, and he's talking to his sons, and he tells them, hey, you know what you're going to get in this land that you're in right now? You know what you're going to get? Nada. And contrary to Chevy Chase going, isn't that a light chicken gravy? In this case, nada means nothing. Nada, none. The Lord says you'll have no inheritance in the land. None. You won't have any inheritance in this land. You're not touching this land. And then he says this line, and this is the line that I'm telling you right now, if we could seize upon, grasp, take a hold of, we would understand seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness first a lot better. The Lord said this, after he said, you shall have no inheritance in the land, nor own any portion among them, I am your portion and your inheritance. The Lord then proceeds to tell, now some of you out there have had an inheritance or are giving an inheritance or have been involved in some inheritance in some capacity. And what happens is your relative passes on and you receive either funds, property, jewelry, keepsakes, whatever it may be. I mean, it could be one of a myriad of things. So in this case, what the Lord is saying is you're not going to have an everlasting, sustainable inheritance in this land. That's what you're going to have by being connected to me. I am your portion. I am your inheritance. So that's what the Lord is saying. So let's use two verses to give us a better handle on what that means. The first one would be John 17, 16. This is what Jesus said when he was praying that great prayer, his great long prayer in John 17. He said this, praying for the disciples, and then for all of his disciples, by the way, not just the 12. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, as much as you think that this is all earthly and it's all anthropology and it's all humanness and dirt that and rocks this, you are a visitor. You're an alien on a planet. That would be true when people say we're alien foreign species. In a sense, it's true, but it's true for the people of God because this is not the land that we call our land. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's what Hebrews makes very clear to us. And we are not of this world. And Jesus praying for us said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let me tell you something. There's no touching and connecting to this land without being soiled by the pollution of sin. Impossible. So when the redemption takes place, not the justification that's already taken place, but for many of us, but not the sanctification, that's what's taking place now, but the glorification, which will take place later, when that happens, you will fully understand there's no touching this land. You're not connected. Okay, you're not of this world. I'm not of this world. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So when the Lord says in that passage in Numbers 18:20, you shall have no inheritance in the land or any portion among them, I am your portion, he's telling him, hey, it's not here, man. It's not here. Psalm 23 tells us all we need to know about understanding how the Lord is our portion. Ready? Psalm 23. How popular is Psalm 23 for crying out loud, right? Most popular psalm there is. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, this doesn't take great exegetical processing. Here it goes. Ready? The Lord is my shepherd. So I got the Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything. There it is. That's I shall not means I don't want anything. That's when you go to a restaurant and you just ate an In-N-Out burger and you go to a restaurant with somebody because you're being nice and they're like, oh, what do you want? And you're like, I don't want anything. I don't want iced tea or nothing. Well, water. Nothing. I mean, that's all. So that's what it is. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything. I'm fine. You good? I'm good. You good? Good. Good? Good. That's like when you're at a baseball game, right? And let's say you're watching the Dodgers and you're hoping they're going to win. And you just had three bags of peanuts and a soda, right? Because you wouldn't have anything else but a soda, right? So you had three bags of peanuts and a soda, right? And then the guy comes by. You want another bag of peanuts? No, I'm good. That's what it is. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm full. That's what he's saying. I'm done. I'm done. I don't need anything else.
When you relate it to the Dodgers, it all seems clear.
If I did that to money, people would get it too. You know, yeah. Oh, you win the lottery, you have $500 million. You need me to lend you $20? No, I'm good. It's like, come on. How do you not get that? So here's what he's saying. He's saying, look, he said, don't be so connected to this land as to be a part of this land because you don't have an inheritance or a portion in this land. Your inheritance and portion is in me. And so we understand we're not of the world. We're not of the world. This is not our place. We're looking for a new heavens and a new earth. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we declare it boldly. That's what Christians are supposed to do. Peter said, we look forward to a new heavens and a new earth. Amen, Peter. I look forward to meeting you in person. Are you kidding? It's going to be awesome. All right, we're going to take our break right now, and that's something really to remember, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. One more segment to go when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Cart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I just want to thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. People wonder, do I suffer from some kind of insanity? No, I enjoy every second of it. Coming up now, after Spoons with our buddy Kevin. Here we go.